Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And, oh, man, excited to have this passionate guy on with us, Mr. Giovanni Negron Garcia, a great guy doing some really neat things and has had a neat journey that he can share some things to help one be successful in life. And so truly grateful to have him on. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
I'm honored to be here. Honestly, it's been a long time coming. I heard a lot about you, and the fact that I'm here, I'm so humbled because there's so many great people who've been on this podcast, and the fact that I'm here is it's mind blowing to me.
Let's go, man. I love it. Well, let's dive into it. If you don't mind sharing with the audience a little bit about, you know, who you are and what it is you do.
Everybody, my name is once again Giovanni Negron Garcia. Most people call me Gio. Other people call me Snack. If you follow me now, you know I'm all about eating snacks because I'm a marathon runner. But at one point in my life, I weighed at 366 pounds. Now, and over in a year, I lost 200 pounds. And people are like, how did you do that? And I joke around telling them I ate Oreos the entire time. But to know a little bit more about me, I'm actually a DEI practitioner. DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion, added in belonging. I love to help underserved populations be able to lift up and be acknowledged and be able to move forward in life. I came from very humble beginnings, two loving parents who we unfortunately grew up to poverty, but I found richness in life, just being for who I am and making the most for what I have. So that's just me.
I love it, man. Good job. Good stuff. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Oh, man. First thing is writing a book. Writing a book at 23 years old. My book is called Passion, Purpose, and the Pursuit of Happiness. And the way I wrote that book is through a journey. So you're going to be going through a journey, finding your passion, finding your purpose, which is your why, and then focusing on that key component, which is your happiness, because I feel like everybody has a sense of happiness. It's a matter of where does that lie within your passion and purpose. Highly recommend you check it out. I'm not biased at all. I know it's a shameless plug, but it's $8.50 on Amazon. Bless yourself. Great Valentine's Day gift. I know we're recording from Valentine's, so show love this month. Another thing that I'm really proud of, shout out to my parents. I'm proud to be a son of two amazing, wonderful parents that have done everything for me to grow, who sacrificed everything for me to grow and to learn. And I'm just extremely grateful for that. And the third thing I'm extremely proud of is being educated and being a lifelong learner and having that access and being able to graduate from Kutztown University with my bachelor's degree. It's been a bit of a trouble to earn my master's. There's been a start, finish, and honestly, but as someone who believes in lifelong learning, I believe there's always a chance to learn no matter where you go. So
I love that, man. Definitely three things to be proud of: writing a book, showing love to the parents, because we literally wouldn't be here without them. And then just being educated. And I believe that education is the key that opens the door to our endless possibilities. You know, right. I mean, being educated is so many things that you learn from that. Yes, subject matter. Yes. But you learn how to learn, You develop relationships. You meet so many good people along that journey. And I don't know. I truly believe it enriches our life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And knowing that education is accessible anywhere, you know, through TikTok, the YouTube, Facebook. Don't trust everything you see on Facebook, but there's some people out there who educate you. And I just feel like it's everywhere. And I think now that it's so accessible and just teaching your people where to find it, I mean, it's all about the education at the end of the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, man, I would consider it to be pretty darn successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
My definition of success is achieving your higher self. I think being able to break free from all that doubt, all that emotional poison that some people pour into you or that you pour into yourself, being able to be comfortable and confident with yourself, I think that's what success is, being able to live in peace and love and being able to radiate that to other people. I believe that is what success is. And that's what success should feel like. You know, not needing the validation of others, but being confident enough to say, I did. I am, and like other people, young people like myself, like say, I am him. I proved to myself that I made it. And, you know, not measuring that, comparing yourself to other people, but knowing that I created my legacy. And this is what I want to live in. I'm living in my legacy. Now I'm going to pass it on to the next person and let them value and live in that gift.
I love it, man. What do you think it takes to achieve that type of success?
It takes a lot of self-improvement. I think it takes a digging deep and finding out who you really are and what you're capable of. I think we've been conditioned for so long to have a belief system that we are only limited to what we see. And there's a whole world out there. There's a lot of people out there, and there's certain people who don't believe in you. There's going to be a lot more out there who are going to be invested in you. To achieve this level of success, you got to unlock your mind. You got to unlock everything that you feel deep inside. And I truly, that's why I keep saying, I have this saying, you know, you are a slave to your higher self, and you're never going to be free until you accept that higher self. Because it's there for a reason. You just got to unlock it. And some people are like, how do you do that? That's so hard. It's just got to reach out. You just got to dig deep and be consistent. I think it requires a lot of discipline. I get up at 4 a.m. every day. Some people hear me and they think I'm crazy. Sometimes you got to be crazy to achieve this level of success. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be crazy to do the things that you've been able to do. And, you know, and I think we have to learn to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've always told people, if you're comfortable, you're going to remain stagnant. You don't want to break free from that. You get uncomfortable. Yes, it's scary and it's going to be risky. But I always tell people, it's always risky. You get married, it's risky. The moment you take your first steps is risky. But the debt you're really paying is not taking the risk. Because I always tell people, at the end of the day, it all ends the same for all of us. So I just say, you have to live your life and know that you're going to have to take a risk. And what that risk looks like is different for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love.
Everybody, I keep it real simple with my follow handle. You can find me at geofect_LLC for TikTok, for Instagram, and for Facebook. I do post regularly. Once again, that's GIOEFFECT_LLC. And you can find me, and you can also find me in my website, GoInspireOthers.com, which is what GEO stands for. Just a little teaser out there. I just, this is awesome. This is wonderful, and I thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
I wish the same for you. I mean, you're killing it, and I'm just humbled to be here, honestly.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, thank you, and thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.